Snow continues to fall at this hour in the southeastern portions of South Dakota into southwest through central portions of Minnesota. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Most of the precipitation has been light today, but there are a few counties in the southeast corner of South Dakota into southwest Minnesota reporting some moderate amounts of snow. The accumulations are suspected of running from 1 to 3 inches, although we do not have confirmation of that yet. We do look, though, for this event to come and go rather quickly. The rest of the northern plains and upper Midwest will be mostly dry for the rest of the day, and we're likely to see this temperature staying a little bit on the cool side. Nothing too dramatic, though, nothing like last week at this time. Temperatures at this hour are running from the upper single digits through the teens across a large part of North Dakota, and also in the teens and some 20s occurring across portions of Minnesota as well as the eastern portions of South Dakota. The warmest air is out to the west and south of the Missouri River, way out into the western Dakotas, where we do have temperatures in the 20s and 30s occurring at this hour. Well, the forecast is going to keep us in a warm, biased mode for a little while longer. We do anticipate a new storm system to impact the region as we get into the latter part of our weekend and into the early part of next week. And most of this expected precipitation will be focused on the Dakotas and northwestern Minnesota, at least from a snow perspective. The largest accumulations of snow are likely to come out of western Nebraska and eastern portions of Wyoming, pass through a big part of central and western South Dakota into the heart of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. And in that band, I do think it's a little early to get very specific about the snow accumulations, but it does look like 3 to 8 inches will be a most likely range, and there could be something greater perhaps involved there with more than 10 inches is possible in a few counties, but it is too soon. Now, like you said, most of the snow is going to be on Monday going into Tuesday. Well, we aren't even at Friday yet, so plenty of time for changes to take place. So please don't hold me to those snow accumulations, but I do believe that there will be at least an area across the Dakotas that will be impacted by this storm. Now, to the east and south of that area of snow, we will see rain and rain changing to snow. Most of the rain, though, is going to be concentrated on central and southern Minnesota, and there'll be a little bit of snow at the very end of the storm system. Moisture totals could run from a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch in the heavier snowfall areas, and then the rest of the region will see totals running a tenth to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. Temperatures are expected to stay mostly in a seasonable range. We'll look for a lot of teens and 20s in the northern parts of our region and 20s and 30s in the south over the next few days. The coolest air will likely show up next week behind the storm, when we'll see some low temperatures in the negative and positive single digits. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.